Hey Goddess, welcome to Bella Brunch with Bella Gora, where we discuss important hair care topics and give you an inside look into our business and brand. I'm your host, Brianna Wilson. If this is your first time tuning into our podcast, I just want to say welcome. I am so happy that you could stop by and listen in. Be sure to check us out on Instagram at Bella Gora and email us any of your questions at hello@bellagora.com. So as I mentioned, my name is Brianna, and I'm the founder and CEO of Bella Gora. Bella Gora is actually a small batch, handmade luxury hair care brand, and you can check us out at bellagora.com, and all of our links will be in the podcast notes just to make it easier for you. So on today's podcast, I wanted to touch on how my personal hair journey led me to creating our luxury hair care brand, Bella Gora. So grab your favorite drink and snack, and I'll grab mine, and we will dive into this topic together. Cheers! So I've actually been natural for almost 10 years now, guys. I went natural in April of 2012. Now, going natural was actually like a very happy discovery for me because as crazy as it sounds, I didn't know that it was a thing. Like, I literally thought that there were people who could wear their hair as is, and then there were the people who just needed to get a relaxer to manage their hair. I had no idea that it was a choice. Now, I want to say it was around like my senior year in high school when I realized that I didn't have to keep getting relaxers if I didn't want to. But I just didn't know like what that would look like or be like. I mean, I'd been relaxed for what seemed like all my life. I got a relaxer probably when I was in preschool, I want to say, like 4 years old. I don't know. I was pretty young. And so all I knew is that as a teenager, my hair in its relaxed state would become so unmanageable from the new growth. So I'd get my relaxer, it would be good for a couple of weeks, I could kind of style my hair how I wanted to, but then after that, I couldn't do much with it other than put it in a bun. The roots were just too much, okay? And so I thought, okay, well, going natural is an idea, but I probably couldn't go natural even if I wanted to. So when I graduated from high school, I did know that I wanted some sort of change, but I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. So I opted to dye my hair, and I ended up dyeing it this like dark auburn color. And then I got it cut into a pixie cut. And I loved it, guys. I thought it was a good change. I thought it looked good on me. I thought it went with my face shape and all that. But the thing was that once I went off to college, I couldn't find a stylist that could maintain the pixie cut the way that the original stylist did it. So I wasn't really feeling too confident with the style anymore. I felt like I either looked childish or like a grandma, or I don't know. It just didn't have like that, I don't know, like sexy edge, if you will. So I started revisiting this idea of going natural. But if I'm being honest, I didn't really have a lot of support with this process. Even my hairstylist at the time was just like, good luck, girl. And then my family thought that it was just a phase as well. So I had to kind of make the decision on my own. But I did make the decision that I was going to try to transition from my pixie cut and just grow it out and then cut off my hair. But that transition didn't last that long, maybe like 2 to 3 months or so before I just impulsively cut it off. I want to say it was like a Saturday morning where I just woke up and decided, you know what, I'm going to cut my hair. And I did it. And so now, guys, this is 10 years worth of a journey, and I don't want to bore you, so I'm just going to try to touch on what I guess would be the highlights, because there's so much to my story. There's so many things I've tried and done to my hair since then. So yeah, I'm just going to try to give you the highlights. So at the time, back in 2012, no one else in my family was natural. Everyone was relaxed, and so I didn't really have a guide to follow. And though many of my family members have like medium to thick density hair, not all, some of us do have more thinner hair, but no one in my family had long hair. And even now, it's just me and I would say one of my cousins. Like my immediate family members, none of them have long hair, okay? And so I was kind of on my own with what I was hoping to achieve, which was long natural hair. I've always wanted long hair. And so the longest that my hair ever was when I was relaxed was like a little bit past collarbone, not quite to my armpit, and it was pretty thin if I'm being honest. And most of my journey relaxed, my hair stayed around like neck length. If I'm being honest, it just wasn't very cute. Like I look back at old pictures sometimes and I'm just like, ugh, yikes, you know, and it's not even the length, it's just how it was styled. It just didn't look that great. But anyways, fast forwarding, I struggled a lot in the beginning with managing my kinky texture, with finding the right products, styling my hair, being confident with my hair. I mean, guys, there has been so many tears and frustrations and just wanting to cut it all off again and just start from scratch or relax my hair. It's been a journey, okay? It's like I had this vision for my hair, but I was just struggling to achieve it. So, of course, I did a lot of experimentation and some was okay, but some just wasn't. So I've had more setbacks in my hair journey than I can even count. I mean, hairstyles gone wrong where I lost hair or had to cut it from the damage. I mean, I can remember several specific incidents, but we won't get into that. A blow dry gone bad where I essentially cooked my hair and gave myself tons of split ends and then I had to cut it. Hair products tangling my hair and just causing a mess, lots of knots, washing techniques gone wrong, failed attempts to use hair tools to detangle. I mean, just anything that could go wrong on a hair journey did, okay? But my biggest setback was in the beginning of 2016. So around the end of 2015, I had decided that I wanted to become a flat iron natural or a straight natural. And a lot of this had to do with me feeling like I just wanted to be able to enjoy my hair. And I felt like in my natural state, I just wasn't really enjoying it. I felt like it was a lot of maintenance, and so I kept it protective styled under wigs a lot. And so I was like, I want to be able to enjoy my hair because I really do like my hair. I love the color of it. I like how it looks in its naturals. I like all that stuff, but I wasn't really enjoying it. So I felt like that I could enjoy it better if I was able to flat iron it and then style it that way. But I did want a hairstylist to kind of jumpstart this journey for me because I wasn't really confident in my skills to like flat iron my own hair. So long story short, she messed up my hair, guys, so bad. And I can actually link a video where I talk about this in my podcast notes. This is like right when it happened back in 2016. I had recorded a video of my experience and you can see how short my hair was because she had to cut so many inches off of my hair due to her mishandling of my hair. And it was so devastating, guys, because my hair had grown out so much at that point and I was just so sad, so pissed, so many emotions. I cried, you know, but you know, that led me to where I am now, so, you know. But even though my journey didn't start off on the best foot, I was still determined to go through with my idea of becoming a flat ironed natural. And I will just say now, I still flat iron my hair when I feel like it, but I more so just blow dry my hair and style it in that state than actually flat iron it. But I do flat iron it whenever I want to. I'm not opposed to heat. I don't avoid heat. I actually like using heat. And In my opinion, there's nothing wrong with using heat on your hair. It's more so of how you use it and making sure that you're taking the proper steps to keep your hair healthy while you're using it, kind of thing. So anyways, for about the first year, I flat ironed my hair almost every month. So like once a month, every month. And my hair was growing fine. I wasn't having any issues in the beginning. But what I started noticing is that as my hair grew to like a certain length, which I would say was between like armpit length and bra strap length, my hair would start thinning for some reason or another. And I wasn't really sure what was causing this. I didn't know if it was stress, if it was vitamin deficiencies, if it was how I was handling my hair, if it was because I was using heat so frequently. I just wasn't sure. But since 2016, after that initial incident with the hairstylist, I've had to cut my hair, major cut, about like 3 times or so. I never had to do like a whole nother big chop, but I've had to cut like inches upon inches of my hair off because it would start to thin. And it's kind of hard to keep up, but I would say like 3 times or so is about how many times I had to cut it since 2016 to 2019, okay? But around 2019, that's when I decided that I wanted to do something about it. I was tired of growing my hair out just to have to cut it. It was getting very counterproductive to keep having all these setbacks. I was noticing that this was a thing, and so I was like, okay, you need to do something about this. So there's a long story to this, but I'm gonna try to keep it short. So up until this point, I had already been trying everything to help with hair growth, okay? Because that's what I thought was what I needed to be focusing on. So I've tried Hairfinity, Maintabolism, Mielle Organics, Nature's Bounty, Saint Tropica, Liquid Biotin, Regular Pill Biotin, Mineral Rich Liquid Vitamins, Gorgeous Hair, Skin and Nails by Vitafusion, Do Grow Mega Growth Oil, Wild Growth Hair Oil, Rice Water. I mean, so many others, guys. I've tried a lot of everything. And some were okay, you know. Some did help me with growing my hair, but others were just ineffective, like in the sense that there was no notable change, or it would cause like gas in my chest or chest pains, or it would make my hair shed more or turn my urine bright yellow, or just made me nervous to use. And so what I realized over time as I experimented around with these different vitamins, pills, liquids, oils, whatever, is that what I needed wasn't really something to grow my hair. I mean, my hair was growing regardless. The issue was that it wasn't staying healthy as it was growing, which is what was causing me to have to repeatedly cut my hair because, like I said, for some reason, it would just start thinning. And then that's not cute. That doesn't look good. And so I would cut it. And so this was really like a light bulb moment for me that, hey, what you need is not something to grow your hair. You need something to keep it healthy. And so after some inspiration and things like that, the first elixir that I ended up formulating was targeted at the scalp. I wanted to create something that would keep my scalp healthy and hydrated and happy in order to promote optimal hair growth. And this was the starting point for me because at the time, I strongly felt like it was my poor diet and vitamin deficiencies that were part of the problem, or, you know, at least a small part of the problem. And so I wanted to start by providing my roots with the nutrition that it may or may not be getting from my body, okay? And then I decided to create an elixir to aid in length retention. And this elixir, guys, was really like the game changer for me. Because it directly targeted my strands, I was able to keep my hair from breaking so much despite all the trial and erroring that I was doing, because I was still trying to experiment with detangling tools at the time. I was still trying to heat style my hair regularly. I was still trying out different products. And so what I noticed is that despite all of that, this elixir was helping maintain the health of my hair, and that is exactly what I needed. And so it's been about 2.5 years now, going on 3 years, that I've been using my elixirs. And since using them, I have not had to do any major cutting to my hair. And so, of course, I still do my trims, I still do my regular maintenance and things like that, but I've now been able to achieve mid-back length, nearing waist length, and this is the longest that my hair has ever been, and I could not be more happy, and it's not thinning, and it doesn't look crazy, and I couldn't be more grateful for the journey that has led me to this point. So that's basically the story of how Bella Gore became a thing. It was never my original intention to distribute my hair elixirs, but after experiencing the amazing transformation of my hair with the use of my product, I just thought it was just way too good to keep to myself, because I know that I'm not the only one with this issue of literally trying almost everything and nothing working, because the issue is not necessarily with our hair growing. The issue is that we're not retaining the length, or we're not maintaining the health of our hair. So if you are a goddess out there who is tired of having setback after setback, and you've tried so many different like hair growth products or whatever, and you finally want to achieve your hair goals, I strongly recommend that you give us a try. Our elixirs are compatible with all hair types and hair porosities. They're lightweight, they won't clog your pores, they're gentle enough for daily use. One of the things that was super important to me when I was formulating these elixirs was that it was balanced and that it was all natural. Because one of the things that I hated when I was using other products is that I had to be so mindful of how often I was using it or how I was using it, because they would be so potent that you just couldn't use it whenever you wanted to. And so it was really hard for me to establish a consistent routine with them, or I was just too nervous to use it. I was like, I don't want my hair to fall out, you know? So our elixirs are very well balanced, and they're compatible, like I said, with all hair types and hair porosities, and even with the products that you use, they don't have a strong scent at all. They have a very natural scent because we don't use any fragrances or anything like that, and every oil that's in our elixirs does serve a purpose. And so because there is no potent smell, it will not clash with the smell of your other products. And also because it is all natural with no BS ingredients, no fillers, no silicones, none of that stuff, you don't have to worry about the buildup and the flaking and the things like that that you sometimes get when you use other oils that don't have 100% natural ingredients, okay? So you can check us out at bellagora.com if you're interested. All of our links are in the podcast notes, okay? So that really wraps up this episode. Thank you so much for joining me on another Bella Brunch episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and learned something of interest along the way. Again, if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@bellagora.com, and I look forward to answering your questions. Bye, goddess.